Hello. Please leave a message.
Okay. Hello.
Mr. Page. Mr. Page. Yes,
yes.
I was. You hung up the phone. I don't know if that's your wife, girlfriend, whoever, but listen to you, but you done hung up the phone on me, and I was trying to give you your money back, but you go ahead and dispute it with the bank, I guess because you want to listen to her, and you hung up the phone. But I was just calling you back to tell you that I was going to refund your money back, but I guess you decide to want to listen to her to tell you to hang up the phone. But I was trying to help you the best way I can, because either way it go, if you was to dispute it and they was to go back and investigate, if they was give you your money back and they decided and they look and see that you did agree to the terms and agreement, they was going to take that money back from you. That's why I was trying to tell you to hold on, let me speak with my supervisor, not to tell you to dispute it, because you disputed with your bank, they're not necessarily have to give you no money back, because they still going to contact us.
Right. I understand that.
Yes, sir. So that's why I was trying to put you on a brief hold to so I could speak to my supervisor as far as your account. But I stick in here, even though I had you on hold, I stick in here. And you know what I'm saying? I understand people want to go to their bank, but sometimes that's not the best way to go, because either way it go, they still have to contact us and they still take an investigation to do.
Right.
And I was trying to get you some kind of money back, if not half of your money back, a full refund, but you hung up the phone before I was able to do that.
Okay.
So what she was able to tell me to do, I can go ahead and refund you back for both of your charges. Because I told her that you didn't have time to try the product. So I did. She said I can refund you both of your charges. And
okay.
That would be for $95.95. And the other one will be for $99.94.
Okay.
And it will be back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. And do you still want to cancel your account?
Yes, I want to cancel everything. I want to cancel it.
Okay. Let me get that. Okay. And then let me you have a pen and paper ready for your cancellation. You'll still receive an email within 24 to 48 hours, but sometimes it take a little longer, so I'm going to go ahead and give you that cancellation number.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
4133. D as in dog.
Uh-huh.
9011. 9011.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So they'll be back on your call within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. I thank you so much for your help. I'm sorry. I apologize for hanging up on you.
You're fine.
I just had so much coming at me at one time, and I just couldn't handle it.
Yes, sir. You're fine. That's my job, to call back to try to get everything. Because when you hung up, I was finna get back to you, but then you had hung up, so I had to find your number to call you back. They tell you I was talking to my supervisor, try to get something worked out for you, to get your money back. Because I see you did just get on the 5th, and you ain't had time to try it, because they charge you on the 8th. So, I was trying to accommodate you the best way I could, but I had to go through my policy as well. So that's why I just told you to hold on for a minute, but it will be back on your card within 3 to 5 business days, and your account has been closed.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.